Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Accidents involving all-terrain vehicles have caused a sharp increase in childhood injuries, and they can often be very, very serious. My guest is Dr. Charles Jennison. He's a clinical associate professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Iowa. So, Dr. Jennison, let's talk about ATVs. First of all, how common are injuries? You're in emergency medicine. Are you seeing more injuries in kids that use ATVs?
Yeah, so ATV injuries have been increasing. Maybe over the past couple of years, they've kind of tailed off a little bit with the economic downturn and so forth. I think it's a little more difficult for people to afford buying ATVs, but this has been an increasing problem for the last 15 years. In fact, more children die under 16 from ATV crashes than from bicycle-related crashes, and so it's become a big problem. And, I see too many of them in the emergency department.
I hate that you just said that, because as I told you off the air, I would like to buy one, probably not after this show. But so tell us, what factors in an ATV or in the riding of one are contributing to these injuries? I mean, you know, we'd like to think it's just people not being sensible, but it's maybe not always, is it?
No, I think there's certain things about the ATV that has some innate abilities that make it increased risk for rolling over. They have a fairly high center of gravity, and their wheels are made for off-road terrain, and a lot of times people take them on the road, and this is a really dangerous situation, not only because of traffic safety and vehicles on the road that could hit the ATV, but they don't function quite right. So when they could turn, instead of it grips the road different, and they're much more likely to roll over. In fact, over 60% of the deaths due to ATVs since the 1980s have been related to being on the road. And so that's really something families should really have their children and themselves, if at all possible, not to be on the road with their ATV.
Okay, so first of all, what safety precautions can we take? You know, you said not to be on the road. So,
right. You
know, what else can we do?
Well, I should probably mention that the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't recommend any children under 16 years of age to be on an ATV. But we know that doesn't happen. A lot of kids are riding these vehicles. And one of the big problems is they're riding adult-sized vehicles. They're riding vehicles that are not really made and fitted for them. And so these vehicles, you know, adult-sized vehicles can travel 40, 50, 60, sometimes even up to 80 miles per hour. And when you're traveling on an uneven surface, you know, even at, you know, 20, 30 miles per hour, things happen. I mean, that terrain is always changing. And even if it's a place that you've driven before with weather changes and things like that, the surfaces and things and the terrain is going to be different. And all this kind of leads to potential for injury. So it's really important, of course, for if families decide to have their children ride on vehicles, they should be on a vehicle that's made for them, that's not an adult-sized vehicle, so usually a 90cc or less ATV engine size. They should be they should have a maximum speed of no greater than 30 for 12 and older, and less than that, I don't know. I think that most children don't have the neurocognitive decision-making to be able to make the right decisions on this constantly changing terrain, you know, to drive on them. And certainly they should always have a helmet on.
Now, what about, Dr. Jennison, what about if your kids are riding in front of you on the vehicle or in back of you? If you're going to ride in tandem, is that as the same kind of danger? I'm really, really slow and afraid of rollovers anyway, but what do you think about tandem riding?
Well, there are some ATVs that are actually built for tandem riding. They have an actual seat on the back, but these are pretty big models. Most ATVs are really designed for just one person. And if there's a second person on, of course, that changes the dynamics of how the ATV operates on different surfaces and increases the risk for a rollover. Often we also see if there's a person in the back, they're much more likely to be ejected to the rear. And those people, the patients that we see like that, have much higher head injury scores and worse brain injuries than those that are like ejected to the side, because it's really hard to protect your head when you go backwards with your
arm. Okay, well, that answers that. I'm not going to ride with my kids on the back. Now, how effective are helmets? And what kind of clothing and helmet eyewear do you recommend that we wear?
Yeah, you should really have a basically motorcycle-like helmet with goggles on or a face shield. Really is a bicycle helmet or something like that is not really adequate to be protective. And so that's a big thing. And obviously having long pants, boots, protecting your clothing otherwise is really important as well.
Okay, now do you find that if people are, going shopping for these things, that store owners, people that are selling these items, have no hesitation when it comes to selling used items or new ones to kids, to teenagers? Is there any, do you have to have a driver's license to drive one?
No, you don't have to have a driver's license, although there are some states that will require kids 12 to 16 to have like a ATV safety certificate to be able to drive, especially on public lands and trails. But it's varied. The ATV laws are so variable across the country, it's really hard to talk about it in this kind of setting, because you really should know what the laws are in your state. But certainly getting education through an ATV safety certificate course is really an important thing for families that want to have their children be able to ride on an ATV.
Well, and I think anytime you're dealing with motorized vehicles and heavy ones at that, parents listening, whether it's a snowmobile or a jet ski or an ATV, you absolutely should make sure your kids know all of the safety precautions and go through safety training classes. Now, so when we're looking at these things in comparison to the things I just mentioned, do you think ATVs are more or about the same danger than maybe a snowmobile or a jet ski or something along those lines?
Well, any of those vehicles you can say can have serious injuries if something unusual happens or a bad crash happens. But overall, I would say that ATVs are actually a little more dangerous than some of the vehicles you've talked about. One of the things that we're seeing as these vehicles are getting bigger, when they roll and hit someone, because of the weight, they can be hundreds of pounds, 500, 600 pounds sometimes. And if that hits you, of course, you can your head or your abdomen, you can get serious organ injury. And what we're starting to see is a lot of times where the vehicle rolls on top of a person, if they're alone by themselves, they can't get that ATV off of them. It's too heavy. And people are getting basically crushed and asphyxiated from the vehicle on top of them. So it's really, having kids on the right vehicle and off of the surface. And most important is that direct supervision. When kids are on ATVs, it's not a toy. They really need to have close supervision. And that's such a big protection for injury for almost everything, is having adequate adult supervision.
And in the last 10 or 15 seconds, your best advice for ATV safety, Dr. Jennison?
I just think that parents should really question, first of all, whether they really should have their child on an ATV. But if they do, they really need to follow the rules and safety precautions.
So that is the law right there, as said by Dr. Charles Jennison. Not the law, but really good advice, because we do have to. It's making me rethink it. So listen to the podcast and decide what you think yourself, too. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Stay well.